Elsewhere, Israel has stepped up its settlement activities in the occupied West Bank. Data released by Israel's Central Bureau of Statistics shows construction of settler units in the area soared by 70% between April 2016 and March 2017. Israeli watchdog Peace Now says the settlement boom comes as there has been a 2.5% drop in construction activities in other parts of the occupied territories. The group has sharply criticized Tel Aviv for pressing ahead with settlement expansion despite international outcry. It has warned that such construction activities continue to distance the Israelis from the only way to end the conflict with the Palestinians through, quote, a two-state solution. All Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. Dr. Ghada Karmi from the Institute of Arab and Islamic Studies from the University of Exeter joins us now from the British capital, London, to offer us more insight on that story. Dr. Karmi, welcome to the program. First of all, give us your thoughts on the data released by the Israeli Central Bureau of Statistics showing an upsurge, a dramatic upsurge, that is, of construction of settler units in the occupied West Bank.
Well, this is an example of the way that Israel uses the opportunity provided by the international community being busy with many other issues in order to carry on with its settlement program. It's happened before, at times in which there are world upheavals, a new president in the United States, for example, the whole drama about Britain and the European Union. These are ideal opportunities for Israel to accelerate its colonizing project in the Palestinian territories. It doesn't surprise me at all, but you know, the issue that really matters here is not how fast or how many more settlements Israel is building. The real issue is the way that the international community, so-called, has abdicated its responsibility for doing anything about it. And you know, I've said for years, if I were Israel and I can get away with doing these illegal acts time and time again, and nothing is done to stop me, I wouldn't stop. Why would I stop?
And the question is, with the conduct of the international community, is why are they standing idly by? And talking about the international community, of course, we mean the United Nations at its helm.
Well, I mean, of course, mainly the Western states, the United States and the Western powers, which dominate the United Nations. That's what I mean. And I know, for example, countries like Iran and other such friends of the Palestinians have never been silent about Israeli violations of international law. But the problem is that while Israel is backed by the United States so heavily, you know, nobody can do anything to it. It's untouchable. And, you know, I really think that other states in the world have picked up that message. They realize that if they try to do anything against Israel, they will offend its benefactor, the United States. And, of course, the United States is very powerful, so people are nervous. And they won't really interfere. This situation is really very serious. And, you know, I wonder at what point Israel could stop doing anything it liked. Because while this situation continues, there's no reason why it should stop killing Palestinians, staking their land, building on their land, since nobody stops it. You know, why should it come to an end?
And looking at the rate of the settlement expansions and the home demolitions that take place in the West Bank, in occupied East Al-Quds, it gives testament to the claim that the Israelis don't want peace, they want land.
Of course, and that has been the message all along. I mean, there are over 30,000 houses that have been demolished, Palestinian houses that have been demolished in the last 20 years. This is, by any standard, something which should shock people. It should rouse their anger, because people losing their homes, this is something everybody surely is able to feel, to empathize with. But the issue, of course, is that Israel has always been after land. It wants Palestinian land, and with as few Palestinians as possible on it. And the thing that really gets me, which is why I keep coming back to the question of Israeli impunity, is that Israel has never made a secret of this. They don't, you know, they don't do things under cover of dark or something like that. Everybody can see what they're doing. It's very clear. They're only interested in land. And peace, so-called peace, any peaceful settlement which requires both sides to give up something is something not acceptable to Israel. It's not prepared to give up anything. So how can you have a peaceful outcome, a peace process, or any of these things?
Indeed. Thank you very much, Dr. Radha Karmi, joining us from London.